Hey, and welcome to episode 23 of the Dark Mystic Quill podcast. I am your host, L.A. Jacob. Today's podcast is about sigils and how to make your own. It's from Chaos Magic and very simple to do. But first, let's pay the bills. Today's podcast is sponsored by Soul Tales, which is an online and in-person card reading and astrology site. An intuitive card reading or natal chart reading may be just what you're looking for during this holiday season. For online card readings, just provide your name and what topics you want covered. Astrology charts require a name, birth date, time, and place. In-person readings can be done anywhere in New England. As a special, Soul Tales is offering a two-layout reading for $20 or an intuitive chart reading for $30. SoulTales.net exists to guide your future and help you understand your past. Now, on with the show. Sigils. People have been creating sigils for eons. Let's define what a sigil is first. In my definition, it is the symbol of an object or a concept. Chinese characters are sigils in their own way. Also, letters are, too. Take the letter I. It can be used in combination with other letters to make other words, and also on its own to mean a singular person. How to make a sigil is an easy process. First, you have to have the concept of what you want and prepare it in the correct manner. Let me give you an example from my own experience. I need to lose weight to be healthier. Long story. So I have chosen to create a sigil to help me lose weight. I put my request in the present tense. I am losing weight. If I put it in the future tense, I will lose weight. It won't hold because it's something that is unattainable in the distant future. I am losing weight will present to the universe that you are doing things in the present to help the affirmation along. Next, you will take your affirmation and take out the duplicate letters. From I am losing weight, I get the letters I am losing weight. Then take the letters and combine them as best you can into one symbol. On the website for thedarkmysticquill.com, I show you what I did step by step. I started with I, L, and then ILA, and you can combine the letters to create symbols, such as my O and A have the S incorporated in together. Now, this is all well and good, so what do you do with it? Well, first, you try and remember it, which means don't make it too complicated. Draw it a few times, thinking about the original phrase, until you think it's stuck. You'll just get the feeling that it's stuck in your head. Next, you can put it anywhere. Put it on sticky notes. Put it on your fridge. Put it inside your lunchbox. Put it on a sticky note and put it on the mirror. Think of it while driving. That usually works for me because you're in a light meditative state when you're driving. Let it come to you in meditation. What you are doing is you're empowering that sigil with your intent every time you offhandedly think about it. Then, let it go. See what happens. I'd love to hear from you if you try this and it works or it doesn't. My email is hello@darkmysticquill. You can also tweet me @warwriter, all one word, or hit me up on Facebook @DarkMysticQuill. And that's all for now, so I'll see you in a couple of weeks.